HBO host John Oliver, Trump presidency should end because it's not good for my health. By David Ng on January 30, 2020. HBO host and comedian John Oliver said that he would like to see the Trump presidency come to an end because it is bad for America, his personal health, and the state of comedy. Oliver, who hosts Last Week Tonight with John Oliver on HBO, recently sat down with The Hollywood Reporter to talk about politics and his decision to become a U.S. citizen. Born in England, the 42-year-old Oliver has spent the bulk of his career in America, hitting it big as a correspondent for Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart before landing his own show on HBO. Oliver has repeatedly taken delight in mocking President Donald Trump on TV and social media, once calling him a damaged, sociopathic narcissist. But the Trump administration appears to be taking an emotional toll on the comedian, who told the reporter that he would like to see the president leave office. "I would like this presidency to end because it's not good for America, for my personal health or for comedy in general. It's hard to find different ways to attack the same kind of despair," he told the trade publication. Oliver noted that he actually devotes less airtime to President Trump than other late-night shows. "Trump takes up so much of the oxygen in the news," he told the reporter. "And when you're reacting to the news, that's all you're reacting to. We are in the very fortunate position where we can protect the vast majority of our show from him." John Oliver said he hasn't decided exactly how he'll cover the 2020 campaign, but said his team will avoid the daily grind of campaign nonsense and focus on broader themes. "The whole point of this is to make a comedy show," he said. "But the deeper you go into a story, the more you realize how systemic certain problems are and the harder it is to believe that hope can exist. That bleakness is definitely corrosive." Oliver added that he thinks President Trump could be headed for re-election in November. "It would be insane not to assume that Trump will get re-elected," he told the magazine. When asked why he wanted to become a U.S. citizen now, Oliver replied, "Everyone in that room is making a commitment that long outlasts the current president. You're vehemently endorsing the idea of America because the idea is still perfect. That's what was so moving about the ceremony." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.